Each Friday, we bring you moments from StoryCorps, the oral history project that's traveling the country. Today, four stories.
Eighth graders from Grover Washington Junior Middle School in Philadelphia set out to remember 35 children who were murdered last year in their city. StoryCorps and the local organization Need Indeed accompanied students as they visited the families of teens who were killed.
First, Vincent Roberts and Montez White interview Pamela Sanders about her son, Tyreek. He was murdered at the age of 15.
What were some of his future goals?
Tyreek wanted to become a basketball star. He also was a beautiful, beautiful artist. He loved to do artwork. Tyreek could look at you and just draw you as you were.
Can you describe the day he died?
The people were actually after my neighbor's son. Tyreek just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time out there talking. And the people that came started shooting just walking down the street. Broad daylight, open guns, just started firing. Actually, four people got shot that particular day. Everybody else survived, and I lost Tyreek.
What was the last moment you and Tyreek shared?
When Tyreek fell in my mom's doorway, screaming, "Mom, I'm shot, I'm shot." After that, he wasn't able to say nothing else. I let him know I loved him. His eyes was open, and I asked Tyreek to hang in there. It's going to be all right. I miss him so much. It's like half of my heart is gone. But I still got another child to live for, and I got to keep going. But each and every day, it's just hard. It's very hard.
Hi, my name is Amine, and I'm 14 years old.
Hi, my name is Daryl Moore, and I'm 13 years old.
Today, we will be interviewing Miss Susie Johnson, the grandmother of Malik Upchurch. Can you describe his character?
He liked doing funny things. He loved to play. He was very, and dance. Me and him would dance a lot. We would cut on the music and we would dance like from the front room to the kitchen. And he'll say, "I'm gonna teach you a new dance, Grand." So we would dance together.
Can you tell us your favorite story about your grandson?
When he was a little boy, I'd say maybe about 5 years old, he used to go to the store with me a lot. And his thing was protecting me. He said, "Graham, you can't walk." He calls me Grant. "You can't walk by yourself because I got to go with you." So he would hold my hand across the street. But he was always protective. He wanted to protect me all the time.
Do you still believe that he's here protecting you?
Yes, I do. I really do. I think he always will.
Hi, my name is Victoria Chow.
Hello, my name is Vincent Roberts. Today we're going to be interviewing Mr. Rick Austin about his son.
Do you know what you miss most about him?
Everything. Every single thing. There wasn't nothing about you I didn't love. We loved to go to the movies together. Every time when the movie would come out, we would be first in line to go to the movies. And my favorite memory of Yuri is sitting in the movies, eating the largest bowl of popcorn as possible, and then sitting there eating it like it's no tomorrow. And we're just looking over there, that's laughing and that's cracking up.
What would you say to him right now if he were here?
That I love him.
Could you imagine what he would say to you?
"Dad, I'm all right." That's what he would say. That was his favorite word, "Dad, I'm all right."
How has your life changed since the murder?
I won't see Yuri that much no more. Only time I see him is in my heart and in my memories. There's a son I would never see grow up to be a man. So, my life changed a whole lot. I would always wonder what kind of man he would have made.
Hello, my name is Terrence Boykins. I'm 14 years old.
My name is Patrick Voff. I'm 14 years old. Today I'm talking to Mrs. Clark about Lamont Adams. Why do you want to participate in this project?
Because Lamont was my baby, my grandson. I raised him. I don't want him forgotten.
What memories do you have of his early childhood?
He had a hard, raspy voice when he was a little fella. There was a song out called, "Oh Baby, You Got What I Need." And Lamont wasn't even walking, but he was sitting up singing that song.
Can you describe his personality?
Lamont loved to talk and laugh. He had the prettiest smile and the whitest teeth. And he always showed them. Mouth always open. Always talking. He made friends everywhere. People liked him. That personality. I wish I'd have had it.
How do you want Lamont to be remembered?
Just remember that big smile. That big smile that I'm so crazy about. His last wash is still downstairs in the basement in the hamper. Because I can't move his things. I go through them. I look at them. But I don't move his things. Sometimes I go in the bathroom and I close the door. And I get down on my knees and I cry. And I ask God, why my baby? Why did they have to hurt my baby? They don't know what they took from us.
Loved ones remember four young people killed in Philadelphia last year. Tyreek Lovett, age 16, 15-year-old Malik Upchurch, Uri Alston, who was age 17, and Lamont Adams, who was 16. Interviews were conducted by 8th graders at Grover Washington Junior Middle School in collaboration with StoryCorps. And we'd like to give special thanks to Scott Charles and Michael Galbraith.
To learn more about these families and to learn how you can participate in StoryCorps, visit npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.